Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was there in support of John, and there was also another survivor named Joseph who was there, and then Michael Whalen was also there to speak. And we were all brought there to offer our contribution to this ongoing work to bring accountability and transparency to the church. And of course, in this case, it's a very particularly important case because it's being lodged against the Vatican itself, that they had notice regarding McCarrick's actions and that they did not prevent the abuse of John. So it was like what happened in Buffalo, but on the greatest magnitude there could be within the church, that the Vatican itself appears to have known and did nothing.
Now, I don't want to say that this necessarily comes as a surprise, but it has to be somewhat shocking as a member of the church to see hard evidence of that. Would I be correct in assuming that?
Oh, absolutely. And especially for myself, being a member of what's called the John Paul II generation, where Pope John Paul II was the only pope I knew until I was a senior in college. So he's someone that I've always admired, and then he was canonized a saint, and certainly saints doesn't mean that you've never done anything wrong or that you haven't made mistakes, but it's really kind of chilling and devastating, honestly, to think that he was personally told about this situation with McCarrick, and, you know, we don't know yet exactly what he did or didn't do, but unfortunately, they weren't able to prevent future abuse from occurring, and so absolutely, it's one thing to know that Bishop Malone didn't take action, but to know that the popes haven't is something that's very difficult to grasp at first.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit more, because obviously, you know, allegedly John Paul II was told of this directly, in the case of Benedict and now Pope Francis, they would have just not necessarily done anything about it. But does that change your opinion of the work that they've done? Or you kind of see what I'm getting at here with this question?
Yes, I do. I would say that for me, it definitely suggests that there has just not been a consistent and emphatic response from anyone in the church on this issue. It seems as though the same patterns of behavior we saw in our diocese with Bishop Malone and his leadership seems like that's very similar to what happened with Cardinal Law in Boston, and now we see similar patterns of behavior within the Vatican itself. And so while we can't necessarily know, you know, especially at this point, what John Paul II's intentions were, but in terms of Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, now it makes many of their words seem hollow because they might have eloquent words on the subject, but they haven't had necessarily the actions that need to follow upon those words.
How does this, obviously it's been a crazy year and a half, 2 years in the Buffalo Diocese. Does this change your viewpoint of what's going on in the church, or do you still essentially hold the same belief that things really need to be shaken up in terms of culture within the hierarchy and leadership?
I would say that it absolutely strengthens my belief that there has to be a change in that culture, and that it's from the top down. Certainly, Buffalo has given us a very vivid picture of what has been hidden and what has been done in response to these scandals. But now we see that Buffalo is really not that unique. We just happen to have a clearer picture of it. But now we're getting a sense of how it is even at the highest levels of the hierarchy. So there needs to be a substantial and total change in the way they approach this matter, not just for the moment, not just as a PR strategy, but permanently changing the way that they approached these crimes, and that we would never have to worry again that our church is covering anything up.
How scary is it to kind of know that Buffalo, a rather small city on a global scale, is really only just a microcosm of what's happening in the church globally?
Well, that's a great question, because it is really terrifying to think that, you know, we have so many cases, well over 200 for the CDA, and that's still mind-boggling to me, even though I'm familiar with the size of the secret archives, but it's still stunning. And then to realize that these same situations, these same types of abuses and survivors likely exist in many more dioceses, not just in our country, which is vast enough, but throughout the world, and especially in countries where there isn't a Me Too movement yet, where there isn't necessarily the platform for survivors to come forward. So many countries, I think survivors are absolutely still in silence and still in fear. So for me, it's a very overwhelming thought to realize just what the scope of this scandal is.
Yeah, I mean, really, that kind of says it all. Is there anything else that you would like to add? Or I guess one question would be, when there are 2 billion or so people are in the Catholic Church, or members of the Catholic Church, when you see that there's a distinct possibility that the leader of the entire church knew about a situation and did not act in the case of a serious offense such as child sex abuse, and not only ignored it, but also promoted the person who is said to have done it. How does a culture change when it runs that deep?
Well, it's certainly not going to be easy, and I fear that it's not going to be as swift a change as it needs to be, because I do think that corruption now we know it went all the way up to the top, and there's been such a sense of self-preservation for individual priests and prelates, but then also collectively, that they always wanted to be considering their best interests and protecting their own, and then even promoting them. And we've seen that here in the Diocese of Buffalo, where Monsignor LaPuma, who is complicit in cover-ups, he was made the rector of the Basilica, which is really one of the highest roles you can have in the diocese, and many have said that Bishop Malone wanted him to become bishop eventually. So it's that same pattern of not just enabling these men, but then even promoting them. So it shows how deep this corruption goes. And I think it's going to take people being vocal and just demanding a change, that we won't accept anything less than a total overhaul of the system, and that we don't want to, I mean, maybe they should just stop promoting anybody for a time period until we know that only men who are worthy of promotion are receiving those other titles. Because at this point, I think most people in the laity just don't trust them anymore at any level.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.